The Six Types of Working Genius by Patrick Lencioni. The one-sentence summary. There is a better way to understand your gifts, your frustrations, and how to interact as a team. What the book says. This is a model to help people identify the type of work that brings them joy and energy, and avoid work that leads to frustration and burnout. It gives teams a simple and practical framework for tapping into one another's natural gifts, which increases productivity and reduces unnecessary judgment. The six types of genius are encapsulated in the acronym WIDGET, WIDGET. Number one, wonder. This involves the ability to ponder and speculate and question the state of things, asking the questions that provoke answers and action. Invention. Coming up with new ideas and solutions, drawn toward origination, creativity, and ingenuity. Discernment. Related to instinct, intuition, and uncanny judgment, this is a natural ability to assess an idea or situation even without a lot of data or expertise. 4. Galvanizing. Rallying, motivating, and provoking people to take action on an idea or initiative. Then, enablement. Providing people support and assistance in the way that is needed. Being adept at responding to the needs of others without conditions or restrictions. And finally, tenacity. The satisfaction of pushing things across the finish line to completion, conquering obstacles, and completing according to the required specification. No single person can claim all six as their individual geniuses. Most of us have two as working genius, a couple more that we're competent at but neither love nor hate, and two that we find frustrating, draining us of joy and energy. The first three are mainly responsive, and the last three are mainly disruptive. The model enables you to assess yourself, your colleagues do the same, and then whole teams can be examined to see if they have the right combination of skills. The first two, wonder and invention, are part of ideation. The next two, discernment and galvanizing, are about activation, and the last two, enablement and tenacity, are about implementation. Viewed sequentially, high-level so-called 30,000 feet thinking gets closer and closer to the ground as a project reaches completion.